101 FM, first with news and talk in Decatur. I'm Tara Nickerson. You're listening to The Daily Wrap. Thanks for joining us. Well, right now I've got the CEO of the Illinois Policy Institute, Mr. John Tillman, on the line with me. Hi, John. How are you?
Great to be with you, Tara.
Happy to have on as well. I appreciate that.
Yes, I'm doing great. Thanks.
Well, we want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the state of Illinois, just kind of an important overview, and also just to talk about how our listeners can really be engaging themselves with what's happening in Springfield.
Well, I think it's very important for everybody listening to pay attention to what's going on in Springfield, because we have a monumental bout down there between the policies that have got us into the crisis we're in, which the General Assembly seems to still like, and the new governor who said he was going to shake up Springfield, who certainly is doing that by focusing on reforming the state through spending reforms and cuts and reductions rather than raising taxes. So there's a lot going on that will protect your paycheck, affect programs that you may care about in your communities. And the best way to do that, of course, is go to our website, illinoispolicy.org, and you can learn a lot about it and, of course, pay attention to your news. But one of the things I think is very interesting is that Governor Rauner proposed a budget cutting about $6.5 billion in spending. And boy, Tara, have people gone crazy over that. What a crazy idea, a balanced budget. And that seems to have some people upset.
You know, I think one of the things that that people need to remember is that if we do what we've always done, we're going to get what we've always got. And that is scary for the state of Illinois, because we really can't afford to get any worse off than we are right now.
That's exactly right. And I think one of the good things that happened at the first of the year was our tax rates went down from 5% to 3.75%. And despite that, the state will still have what is near record revenue, about $32 billion. That's up about 17% from what it was back before the tax hike in fiscal year 2010. So we don't have a revenue problem in Illinois. What we have is a record spending problem. We spend more money in total and more money per person than we've ever spent before. And it's a question of fighting over those tax dollars. You know, every one of those tax dollars, Tara, starts out in a private sector worker's wallet before it goes to pay a government worker or goes to build a school or a road or fund a worthy or sometimes not so worthy government program. And so I think the fact that the taxpayers are getting record revenues is the number one thing people should pay attention to when they hear the hue and cry about these cuts. And I think the second thing people should pay attention to is that Governor Rauner is extremely focused on trying to turn Illinois from a slow growth economy into a high growth economy, which would mean more jobs for everybody listening, better wages for everybody listening, and fewer moving vans heading out of the state to places like Indiana, and more people sticking around here to build their families and lives here.
You know, there really has been a huge, out-migration from the state of Illinois, and a lot of that, I believe, is probably a result of things that happened back in 2011. Let's kind of go through what some of those things were that just really weren't good for the state of Illinois.
2011 was such a tough year. You know, first of all, we saw former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich sentenced to 14 years in prison for trying to sell the U.S. Senate seat. The state's unemployment rate was not quite 10%, 9.9%. And, of course, the notorious dead-of-night partisan vote, they passed a 67% tax hike on the taxpayers of Illinois that raised taxes by over $1,000 per family in Illinois. And what's ironic about that back in 2011 is throughout 2010, Illinois was actually running ahead of the country in job growth, the return of jobs. Then once that tax hike passed, by about mid-year, the effect of it took place, and we started to fall behind the rest of the country, and we're still behind the rest of the country because of that tax hike. So things were really, really tough. Now, the good news is, as you look at 2015, as I already mentioned, the tax rate has come down to 3.75%. We're starting to see our unemployment rate come down to 6.2%. That still lags the rest of the country, and we still have some severe problems, but we're starting to get a little better in that area. And the biggest thing is, I think the voters chose a very different course. A Democrat-controlled state for decades, they put in a Republican governor. So you have a Republican governor negotiating with a Democrat General Assembly, and we'll see if we can't find a new path forward. One of the things that the governor has proposed is local right-to-work zones. And what that means is that workers and employers would have greater control over their relationship rather than having the unions have monopoly control over the relationship. And we think that's going to help create job growth, and an interesting thing for local communities to consider.
you know, there are so many things like that that the governor is talking about and encouraging us. And so, you know, how much of this is he going to be able to accomplish if the rest of our lawmakers in Springfield, or the majority of them, don't get on board with him?
Well, I think he's going to have an uphill battle, but I think it is a hill that can be climbed for a couple of reasons. Lawmakers, Democrat and Republican alike, are motivated by their desire to stay in office. And so the Democrats have a 13-seat majority in the House, but 20 of those Democrats on their team are in districts that Governor Rauner won. So those voters are going to decide, geez, do I like what the governor wants? I voted for him. Or do I want to keep my Democrat in there who's opposing the governor I just voted for? So there's 20 districts where I think we'll see this fight play out, and we'll see which way those Democrats line up. Will they join the governor and the other Republicans, or will they stick with the status quo of failed policies? And the same thing's true on the Senate side. There's 10 senators that are residing, Democrat senators residing in districts that Governor Rauner won. So we'll have the same fight there. And if the governor is able to convince those Democrats that their voters are with him, so they should be too, then he'll have some success in the General Assembly.
One of the things that I think, you know, this obviously brings to light, though, is how important it is for taxpayers and the residents of the state of Illinois to call their senators, call their representatives, and let them know how they feel about issues, especially ones that Governor Rauner is out and talking about that we know they're likely to oppose him on. You got to make those phone calls, because if they're not hearing from us, and if they don't start worrying about whether or not they're going to keep their jobs the next time the election cycle runs around, then they're probably going to do business as usual.
That's exactly right, Tara. And one of the key things here is right now there's a lot of disinformation and, frankly, outright fabrications about the governor's proposed budget. All the people who benefit from big government spending that is out of control are now complaining about a budget that's actually balanced with a $500 million surplus. And the people who want to get that money are complaining loudly to your state legislators. And they're misrepresenting the truth about those cuts. Most of these cuts on most of these programs are very marginal cuts that add up to a lot of money. They don't gut the programs. They leave the core services for the most vulnerable among us intact. And this is cutting out non-essential services or reducing spending that still leaves a very good program in place. And so the legislators in your district need to hear from you that you support a balanced budget that we are constitutionally required to have. But despite that requirement, we have not had in over 10 or 15 years.
One of the other things I want us to touch on very briefly is the fact that there has been some improvement, and I know the Illinois Policy Institute has helped with this, but there has been some improvement in the state of Illinois in recent years as far as how our local governments are and how accountable and transparent they are with the business that they're conducting.
Well, that's exactly right, and I think one of the things that's really interesting is we have over 150 local governments all over the state that have done a great deal of good work on transparency to make their local governments more accountable to the local taxpayers who fund it. We have a local government transparency project run by a guy named Brian Costin, who really pioneered this. And he's worked with people all over the state to help bring online more easily accessible information about how much is being spent, to what line items it's being spent on, making check registers available. And this information really helps local voters give signals to their local elected officials as to whether they think things are going in the right direction and wrong direction. In fact, Brian did such a good job of that, he now works in the with the Lieutenant Governor's office on this kind of work to bring it statewide. And I think that's a good sign for the state of Illinois. The more transparency and openness we have, the more we can hold our elected officials accountable to do what we think is right, not what the special interests playing the inside game want.
Well, there is so much that, you know, can happen as a result of the shakeup with our new governor. But again, we as taxpayers are going to have to stay on top of our representatives, our senators. We're going to have to stay on top of our local governments, making sure that they are spending responsibly. And I know that it's one of those things where if we become vigilant, I really believe we can become a better state and we can see this this thing turn around for the better.
What the elected officials who want to take advantage of the situation, they want to pull the wool over your eyes. They hope you're asleep. The good elected officials will share openly with you, and we all need to pay attention to which is which.
Absolutely. John Tillman has been my guest, and he is the CEO of the Illinois Policy Institute. And, John, I just want to say an extra special thank you to you and your entire staff. I've been working with them for quite some time with our interviews on a regular basis on Mondays and Fridays while I've been doing this show, The Daily Wrap. And as we wrap up my time here, you know, on Talk 101 FM, I am very appreciative of all the hard work you guys do at the Illinois Policy Institute to shine a light on what's happening in Illinois government.
Well, Tara, you've done a great job. You've been a great partner, and we admire the work you've done here, and we wish you the very best of luck in your next endeavor.
Thanks so much, John. I appreciate your time today. You're listening to The Daily Wrap. This is Talk 101 FM. Brainstorm.